Okay, let's talk about limited or shared sovereignty here. What we have when we have treaties, say the European states have a treaty within the European Union to give up some of their mostly economic sovereignty to work for a greater economic good within the European Union, although it's not just economics. NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which was created after World War II to defend against the encroachment of the Soviet Union on the sovereignty of Western democratic states. We also have other independent treaties in which nation states will adhere to in order to increase their economic well-being or their protection from a foreign enemy, in which they will give up some of their sovereignty, limited sovereignty, for the greater good. So if you look at these treaties, is there a similarity in the social contract when individuals give up some of their inalienable rights to create a government? So will a state give up some of its rights, limited, to form an alliance with other countries or nation states for its greater good. If you look today in 2018 at the growing belligerency of the state of Russia under Vladimir Putin, you've got to look at countries like Poland and Latvia and Estonia. You have to think that they're worried about the potential impact that Russia may have on their borders, on their sovereignty, on their ability to be a state and go about their business. Russia is extending its influence. It's moved into Ukraine. Ukraine was not a part of NATO. Estonia is a part of NATO. Poland is a part of NATO. Lithuania and Latvia are parts of NATO. So the fact that Russia's influence is pushing and intimidating and moving in the direction of these countries' borders and sovereignty is troubling to these individual countries. The United States, by virtue of a treaty like NATO, is locked into a responsibility of defending these individual countries' sovereignty from the aggressive actions of a third nation state such as Russia. So being a member of NATO, if Russia were to move in and invade, then as a NATO country, the United States would be obligated to defend the sovereignty of the state of Estonia. State sovereignty can become a particularly complicated matter. Now, if a country such as the United States invades a sovereign nation like Iraq to change its government, that's a whole different deal. Because Iraq did not say, come in and change our government and influence our sovereignty. This would be in defense of a country's sovereignty. So take a look and listen to the podcast on the United States in the Iraq War and sovereignty. There's a big difference than respecting a treaty and defending a country in NATO.